Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's world, language is more than just a tool for communication. It's a battleground for ideas, identity, and influence. Among the many languages that shape cultures and civilizations, Persian language, or as we call it, Farsi, holds a unique place. In this conversation, we explore the role of Persian language in the context of soft power and revolutionary Islamic thought. Welcome, dear brothers and sisters, to your program, The Viewpoint from IRIB English Radio. This is Said Ali, the host, and I'm here with two great brothers, dear brother Said Muhammad Hassan.
Hello, dear brother. Alaykum assalam.
Good to have you here.
It's my pleasure as well.
Welcome.
Yes.
And dear brother Muhammad.
Assalamu
alaykum. Assalamu
alaykum assalam. It's a pleasure.
Good to have you here.
Well, pleasure is mine.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you both of you for coming. And I'm going to start our conversation today with dear brother Said Muhammad Hassan. So dear brother Said Muhammad Hassan, Persian is often described as soft and musical language. How do the beauty and aesthetic of the Persian language, its softness, its beauty, its rhythm, enhance its power to influence hearts and minds, in your opinion?
I think when you discuss the aesthetic aspects of language, I think the most important thing is that we need to consider the fact that we're not looking for aesthetics or the beauty of language just for itself. Mm-hmm. When we look at the Persian language, we have to consider, and as it has been emphasized by the leader, we have to talk about the cultural aspects of language, okay?
Sure.
So when you look at Persian language, you see that, I have studied in the field of languages, SLA. I mean, the concept of language is not different from the culture you're living in.
Sure.
So language could be called a kind of vessel, mm-hmm, through which the culture presents itself.
Yeah.
So the more beautiful the language is, the more availability you have to impress the others with the contents, or so-called culture in this case, it would be better, it would be more effective. That's why we need to discuss this aspect of Persian language. So that's why it makes itself so important, and it has to be emphasized that preserving and empowering this language, as well as keeping this language intact, keeping its beauties in its place, that's why these are so important, I think.
Thank you so much, dear brother Muhammad. I'm going to continue the talk with you. Language has become a powerful tool in modern ideological struggles. We all know that. And what do you think that is the current role of language, or let's be specific, Farsi language, Persian language, in today's global software? And how is Persian positioned in this battle?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in bahu wa khair nasirin wa ma'in. I'd like to carry your question and answer it more fundamentally. When we talk about Farsi language and its influence in the global ideological transformation that is happening around the world, and how it influences, as Brother Sayyid Hassan also mentioned, how language is so cohesive with culture. Let's take a more fundamental approach. Why Farsi? Why not other languages?
Uh-huh.
If you compare it, then I think we'll be able to get better results from sure, from the questions that you're trying to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there is no question that emphasizing, when the leader especially emphasizes one language, it doesn't mean that the other language is bad. As we all know, Arabic is the language of the Quran. Arabic is the language of the Hadith, is the language of the Imams. But does emphasizing Farsi means that, does it take anything away from the Quran or the other, or the Hadith and so on? No. Emphasizing Farsi has its own arena, has its own important philosophy. And that is because especially after the Islamic Revolution of Iran, the text and the contents available, mm-hmm, in terms of ideological warfare is much more vast. Iran, alhamdulillah, was able to open up that platform for the thinkers, the great revolutionists, the scholars and the academics to spend their time and to spend their energy and spend their resources in trying to bring those ideological reform that were long due. Mm-hmm. And since they were done in the Farsi language, I think one of the main reasons why the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran is emphasizing is because a lot of the groundwork has already been laid in Farsi language when it comes to ideological warfare. You already have the tools available for it. And so therefore, whoever wants to study even the most basics of the Islamic Revolution of Iran or the modern Islamic ideologies, they need, it's not that it's optional or they can translate the text, they need to know the language itself and the content and the way the language portrays the culture to understand the ideologies around the world, especially the ideology of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Thank you so much. So, dear brother Said Muhammad Hassan, how does the Persian language help spread Islamic and revolutionary values according to the Supreme Leader?
Well, actually, what you asked is actually deeply connected to our previous discussions. You see, the fact is that language needs to portray culture.
Mm-hmm.
And why is it that the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran emphasizes so much on preserving the different traits and the beauties of this language? The most important thing is that the language has to portray the culture. But why? That is because the leader is emphasizing on this fact. Why? Because, as I said, language and culture are deeply connected. And in order to have a better understanding of the culture, of the ideology behind the language, you need to try to access through its own door. Mm-hmm. Not through the other doors, which is the translations.
Okay.
So you see, if you want to take an approach to understand the culture better,
okay,
one of the most important things through which you can understand culture is the language, not its translation. That's why it's so important, and it has been emphasized throughout all these years in different occasions and in different speeches.
But so many people would say that learning Farsi is absolutely difficult. It's like as if you want to learn Chinese.
So is learning and understanding the cultures.
Hmm.
Why don't you ask this question? If you want to understand cultures, of course it is hard. It's not an easy thing. It's not an easy challenge to tackle. But in order to understand the culture, you have to understand its different embodiments.
Yeah.
And the most important of which is the language in this case.
Hmm.
So I'm talking universally, not just about Persian language. Any other type of language you want to approach, this is the key. Yes.
I'd rather challenge the question you said that learning Farsi is difficult. I don't think so, because my mother tongue is not Farsi, but I've learned Farsi. And I've had many classmates who are learning Farsi, even Chinese classmates.
Are you like a living proof of like...
I wouldn't say that I'm a living proof of the most basic evidence, but I can tell you that as opposed to many other languages, Farsi is actually a very sweet language. It's a language that has a lot of background. You see, learning any other language, let's say you learn English, like I've taught English as a language to others as well.
Mm-hmm.
The culture behind Farsi and so many proverbs that you learn, it's much more sweet. The experience is a lot more tasteful than many other languages. Although by this, I'm not implying that other languages are distasteful or disappointing. No, all languages have their own importance and they pass their own cultures. And we're not offending any other language, but emphasizing the importance of Farsi language itself.
Sure.
So I think learning Farsi is actually very sweet because it has a very historic and a very archaic in the positive sense, the culture behind it.
Yeah.
And I can remember the final stages of my language when we were learning it, we were learning proverbs. And each one of these proverbs had a story behind it.
Yeah.
And it was, it's very, really beautiful. It's not the same in all languages.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the history of Farsi and the evolution itself, the evolution that Farsi went through and the philosophies behind these evolutions, why it moved from this type of writing to the other type, to the Arabic type of writing, and so many influences that Arabic has in the Farsi languages. All of these, I think, contribute for the Farsi language being interesting than many other languages at this point in time.
Thank you so much. But if I wanted to introduce our culture, I would go with like introducing foods like korma sabzi or things like that, because like I'm a foodie person, so I'm not sure about you. Thank you so much. Dear Sayyid, speaking of promoting and talking and, you know, introducing our culture through language, Some might argue that promoting the Persian language has little to do with Islamic values, revolutionary values, and could even encourage nationalism in some cases. So how would you respond to this accusation, I guess?
Well, first of all, I would say that nowadays, Islamic culture, so to speak, is so interconnected and so intertwined to the Iranians. And even throughout history, we can have different occasions. And history tells us how many great, actually, contributions the Iranians did to the spreading of Islam. We have had many Persian figures.
Please name.
Yes.
Please name some.
So, yeah, you can also help me with that, yeah? So I'm not going to just name each and every one of them, but if you read history, you can see different key figures that actually helped and contributed to Islam being spread. And this is what makes the culture. You see, the different poetries you read,
Rumi.
The different, yes, each and every one of them have actually different embodiments, different occasions that you can see how Islam is being spread through the words of the most important poetries in the world, okay? So that's how you can see. I mean, this is not something to be answered. I mean, this is rather something to be thought upon. It doesn't need answer, I think.
So we cannot, like, somehow belittle this topic as we are going to, support and spread just one policy of a country. It's rather
Not about the country. It's not about a country. If you just consider Islam, even on behalf of Islam, you'd have to actually come on this side and actually have to take a look in this perspective that there are so many embodiments of Islam in the Persian language as well.
Dear Brother Muhammad, do you have something to add
you
here?
See, you mentioned about nationality. Now, a language does have a lot to do with nationality. But when we look at the emphasis that the leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran is having, it's not based on nationalistic ambitions. Mm-hmm. He clearly mentions the importance as it being the language of the revolution. You see, as I mentioned previously, the post-Islamic revolution, the content available in Persian language, the platform for ideological debates and for ideological, thinking and academic work is much more available in Farsi than in any other language, even Arabic.
Yeah.
Now, you also talked about naming a few Farsi and Persian scholars. Though even if we name them, many of them previously, they if they wanted to do some work, they did Arabic. For example, Ibn Sina,
yeah.
He's originally Persian. Imam Ghazali, even for the Sunni brothers, he's also Persian. Many of the scholars in the previous history, in history, there were many of them were Persian. But then their books and their content were written in Arabic.
Yeah.
But relevant to today now, the content that is written now, and the culture, as Sayyid mentioned, the culture, the content, all of it is so intertwined with the Farsi language that without learning Farsi language, no academic scholar can prove or claim that he or she has properly studied the ideological warfare of the world today, has studied the Islamic ideology completely from, 0 to 100. One must learn the Farsi language and know at least the basics and also study the content that's available for one to claim, to have such a claim.
Thank you so much. So we need to reflect more on this topic in future episodes, probably. Thank you for listening. Till another episode. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam warahmatullah.
Al-Habib, يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفعة أنا لها